If we turn to the scriptures, please, Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 1 to verse 9. Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 9, please. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing in the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. If Noah were alive today, I wonder what he would say about this world in which we live. How would he compare today's world to the world that he lived in centuries ago? We're not referring to materialism this evening. We're not referring to the advancement in science or any such thing like that. We're not referring to technology of any kind. We're simply asking a straightforward question here tonight. We're talking about people, individual human beings. We're talking about people living in society. And the question that we're asking this evening is this: if Noah were alive today, how would he compare the world that we live in today to the world that he lived in centuries ago? Could I use a little imagination this evening, friends, and suggest three things this evening? If Noah were alive tonight, the first thing that he might say is this: my world is like your world. My world is like your world. What was it like in the days of Noah? Let's look at verses 5 and 12, please. Verse 5 says, And God saw the wickedness of man, or that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And verse 12 says, And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Friends, the world in Noah's day was corrupt. Society was corrupt. The world was corrupt at that time. God says in verse 12 that all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And the corruption was unmistakable, friends. Let's look at some of it this evening. There was corruption throughout society. These verses are not suggesting, verses 5 and 12 are not suggesting that the corruption that took place or the evil that was happening was done through carelessness or anything like that. Friends, the people of Noah's day were willingly and purposefully and deliberately planning to do evil, and then they were carrying it out. The people of Noah's day, let's make no mistake about it, it wasn't through carelessness. The people of Noah's day were exactly the people that we're living with today, the world that we're living in today. They were planning to do evil. They were taking time to carefully plan. And they were purposely and willingly and deliberately taking the time and the plan to do evil. And when the plans were made, they then carried them out. You know, friends, tonight, how relevant that is for the world that we live in today, for the society that we live in today, and the societies throughout the whole world. Evil abounds in every hand. People in society are corrupt. People in places of authority are corrupt, or some people in places of authority are corrupt. We only need to look at the papers. We only need to listen to the news. We only need to see with our own eyes and ears what's happening around us. And we know that it's true, that the corruption abounds in every hand. You know, friends, tonight, people of all walks of life, not only in this land, but in lands right across the world, people in all walks of life are corrupt because of the sin that abounds. The corruption that took place wasn't just unmistakable. You know, friends, it was undeniable. Look at verse 12. It says, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt." God looked upon the earth. God seen for himself the corruption. God seen the sin that abounded. God seen for himself the evil that was in every hand. God saw that it was corrupt. Can I tell you something tonight, friends? God sees everything that's happening today. Everything that's happening in our land and in our world today. There's nothing that's escapable. There's nothing that's missed. He sees absolutely everything that goes on everywhere. The corruption was unmistakable. The corruption was undeniable. God seen it. And he sees it today. You know, friends, if Noah lived today and if Noah was here tonight, he might say something like this: "My world is like your world, because my world was full of corruption and so is your world." Noah might also say about widespread violence. Look at verses 11 and 13. Verse 11 says, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." Verse 13, "And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." What was it like in the days of Noah? Corruption abounded on every hand. There was widespread violence. No matter where Noah looked, no matter where Noah went, no matter what part of the earth at that time people were living, there was violence. Can I ask a simple question? Where, in what country in the world today is there not violence? In what country of this planet that we live on today, is there not evil abounding? Is there not trouble? Is there not chaos? Is there not violence through immorality, through drugs, through destruction, through the evil that abounds in people's lives? Is our world today not like the world in the days of Noah? Corruption in society. Widespread violence. Thirdly, there was no belief in her. There was no concern for God. People totally rejected the inspired word of God. You know, friends, when God told Noah to build the ark, he didn't do it in a day or two. It took years. Some would say it took 120 years to build the ark. But all that time, Noah was preaching. Noah was telling the people that they needed to repent. They needed to turn from their sin. We're told in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5 that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. We're told in 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 19 and 20 that God was long-suffering with the people of Noah's day. Long-suffering. God was wanting those people to repent. He was wanting those people to believe. He was wanting those people to eventually get into the ark. And the fact of the matter is, when the flood came, 8 souls were saved. 8 souls out of hundreds of thousands of people, maybe even millions of people that lived at that time. 8 souls were saved. The people of Noah's day had no interest in God, no concern for God, no thought for the Word of God. They totally rejected the Word of God. Friends, let's look at our world today. Let's look at the society that we live in today. Less and less people have time to come to the house of God. Less and less people are interested in the things of God. Less and less people want to hear the Word of God. Less and less people are interested in hearing about the Christ of God. If you were to mention about the Lord in your workplace, you would nearly be taken to the manager in the days that we live in, friends. Noah's day, the people had no belief in God. They had no concern for the Word of God. They totally rejected it, and they had no interest or time for God at all. As Noah was building the ark, all they did was mock him. As Noah preached for the people to repent and preached righteousness to the people, all they could do was mock him and scorn him and laugh at him. They had never seen rain before. Noah told them there was going to be a flood. God was going to punish the world because of their sin. Oh, friends, tonight, if Noah were here tonight, what would he say? He would say, "My world is like your world. There's corruption throughout society. There's widespread violence. There's no belief in or concern for God. And there's the total rejection of the Word of God." Noah would also say this here. It was an age that grieved God. Look at verses 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." Friends, tonight I wonder how sad God must have been when he thought of the beautiful world that he had created. He had made man in his own image, and yet sin had come into the world. Because of sin entering into the world, everyone born into the world from that moment onwards was born in sin. And sin had corrupted society. Sin had corrupted the world. It had caused so much havoc, so much chaos, so much evil. All as a result of sin. How sad God must have been that people rejected the Word of God. How sad God must have been that people had no interest or time or thought for God. They weren't wanting to listen to the Word of God. They wanted to mock and ignore it. You know, friends, tonight, how sad God must be today. How sad God must be today as he looks down upon our world. As he sees the violence throughout the world, as he sees the evil that abounds, as he sees the lack of interest that people have in the things of God, how sad he must be concerning those things. We're told in verses 6 and 7 that it repented the Lord that he had made man, it grieved him at his heart. And also, we're told that it was an age that was preceding judgment. You know, friends, tonight, Noah told the people that God was going to send a flood. Noah told the people that they needed to repent. Noah told the people that only those in the ark were going to be saved. Noah told the people what they needed to hear. He told them that judgment was coming. As I've said earlier on, only 8 souls were saved. The rest perished in their sin. Thousands, if not millions of people perished in their sin. Friends, that's frightening. It's frightening. 8 precious souls were saved in the days of Noah. You know, friends, tonight the scriptures tell me that there's coming a day when God is going to judge the world. And there's coming a day when the books will be opened. And the scripture says that whoever's name is not found written in the book of life will be cast into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Let me ask you a simple question tonight. Are you saved? Are you saved? David spoke this morning on a Savior. He had the word saved up in the overhead, on the left-hand side here of the overhead. And he spoke about a Savior from sin, a Savior who left the splendors of heaven, who came to this world, who went to the cross of Calvary, who died that sinners might be saved, who shed his precious blood that people could come and put their trust in him. Know the joy of having their sins forgiven. You know, friends, that's the message that we have to tell this evening. You're under the judgment of God tonight if you're not saved. If you're not God's child this evening, you're heading for disaster. You're going to endure the wrath of God for all of eternity. All of eternity. The people of Noah's day, it was an age that was preceding judgment. 8 were saved. Thousands, if not millions, perished. Friends, tonight, where do you stand in the light of eternity? Where do you stand in the light of the gospel this evening? Do you believe that Jesus died for you? Do you believe that he shed his precious blood for you? Do you believe that he hung on the cross for you? Do you believe that he rose again for you? Do you believe that he lives today for you? Have you come by faith? Have you put your trust in him? Have you repented of your sin? Friends, if you haven't done that, you're under the judgment of God. If you haven't done that, you're heading for disaster. If you haven't done that, you're lost and you'll be lost forever. We're going to sing a closing hymn in just a short time. And our closing hymn is this here: Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Friends, tonight, if you're not washed in the blood of Calvary, you're not saved. If you're not washed in the blood of Calvary, you'll not be in heaven. If you're not washed in the blood of Calvary, you'll be lost for all of eternity. Wonder if there's someone here tonight. Someone here tonight, and maybe to look at you, you're a Christian. Maybe to look at you, people would take you for a Christian. Maybe you would put some Christians to shame by the life that you live and the testimony that you have. You're a good and an upright person, friends. You're not good enough if you're not saved. You're not good enough if you're not saved. Friends, if Noah were here tonight, using a little imagination, if Noah was here tonight, what would he say? Well, I believe he might say, my world is like your world. It's a world that's full of corruption. It's a world where evil is widespread, where violence is widespread. It's a world that has no belief in or concern for God. A world that has no time for God. A world that only rejects the Word of God. It's an age that grieved God. It's an age that's preceding judgment. If Noah was here tonight, he would say, friends, my world is exactly like your world. Exactly like your world. Secondly, friends, tonight, if Noah was here tonight, he would also say, my stand must be your stand. And talking to Christians this evening, he would say, my stand must be your stand. We're told in chapter 6 and verse 8, but Noah, that little word but is so precious there. That little word but changes everything there. God's talking about the sin that abounds. And in verse 8 he says, but Noah. What a difference it makes. He says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, friends, Noah is saying to us this evening, my stand must be your stand. There's three things we're going to look at here. Noah found God and his grace. Let's think of Noah as a person for a moment or two. In chapter 7 and verse 1, God said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. God said to Noah in chapter 7 verse 1, thee have I seen righteous before me. Now let's put things in their proper place here. Noah was born in sin just like everybody else. After he was a child of Adam's fallen race. He was a sinner just like you and I this evening. Noah was born in sin just like everybody else. You know something? There was a day when he was counted righteous before God. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 3, we read these words, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness' sake. There was a time in Noah's life, similar to that in Abraham's life, when Noah believed God. Believed God with all of his heart. Believed in God with all of his life. And Noah was counted righteous in the eyes of God. He was born a sinner just like you and me. A sinner on his way to a lost eternity. And there was a day in his life when he was seen righteous in the eyes of God. Friends, could I say this evening? Righteousness is not something that we gain by doing good. It wasn't something that Noah gained by doing good. It wasn't something that Abraham gained by doing good. Righteousness is something that is imparted to us whenever we believe. Scriptures teaches that whenever we come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're clothed in his righteousness. Our sins are forgiven. They're covered with the precious blood. We're cleansed completely and we're covered in the righteousness of Christ. I wonder tonight, are you covered in Christ's righteousness? I wonder tonight, are you saved, friends? I wonder if there's someone here tonight and you've never found your way to Calvary. You've never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say something tonight? You're still a sinner. You're still a sinner. A sinner on your way to a lost eternity, on your way to hell, friends. And the message of the cross this evening is this, that the Lord Jesus died for sinners just like you. Sinners just like you. No, if Noah was here tonight, he might say, my stand must be your stand. Noah found God in his grace. Do you know the grace of God in your life tonight? Thank God if you do. And if you don't, I wouldn't stand in your shoes for anything, friends. I'd be standing in fear and in trembling. Noah found God in his grace. Verse 9 says that Noah walked with God. Verse 9 says these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Let me say this tonight, friends. Noah's walk was real. His walk with God was real. It wasn't frivolous or any such thing like that. Noah's walk with the Lord was real. It was genuine. Noah loved God. Noah walked in the will of God. Noah shared the word of God. Noah wanted to see people won for God. Noah's walk with God was real in the day and generation that he lived. Everybody knew he was a preacher of righteousness. Everybody knew he was a child of God. Everybody knew that he loved the Lord. Everybody knew that he took his stand for God. Everybody knew what Noah was like in his day. He was real in his walk with God. Let me ask yourself the question tonight. Let me ask myself the question tonight. Am I real in my walk with God? As a child of God, am I concerned about the people of God? Am I concerned about those who are still lost in their sin? Am I willing to share the Word of God with those I work with, those I live with, those I chum about with, those I meet from time to time? Do people know that I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? Friends, Noah's walk with God was real. He not only found God in His grace, but Noah's walk with God was real. You know, friends, this evening, not only that, but Noah lived in the light of coming judgment. Noah lived in the light of coming judgment. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, I'm going to read the verse. It says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Whenever God told Noah that he was going to send a flood, Noah believed God. Whenever God told Noah what the judgment was to come, Noah believed every word that God said. And Noah lived in the light of coming judgment. He took his stand for God, and he told others about God, and he preached that people would repent and turn to God. Friends, that's what Lisburn Baptist Church is all about. It's what it's all about. Telling men and women, boys and girls, young people, that they need to be saved. Presenting to them the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary, who died and who rose again. Telling people that they need to have their sins forgiven. In every department of the church, that's what the message is. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Noah lived in the light of coming judgment. Tell us this, are we living in the light of coming judgment? Are there family members that you know of that aren't saved? Have you told them about the Lord? Are there people in your workplace who aren't saved? Have you told them about the Lord? Are there people nearby where you live, your friends, your neighbors who aren't saved? Have you told them about the Lord? Noah lived in the light of coming judgment, friends. And that's what God wants us to do as well. If Noah were here tonight, he might say, "My world is like your world." He might say, "My stand must be your stand." And the third thing and final thing that he might say is this: "My task is similar to your task." My task is similar to your task. Noah spent most of his life building the ark. His sons may have helped him, but Noah spent most of his life, over 100 years, building the ark. You think about it for a moment. Put it in its context for a moment. People at that time in the earth had never seen a flood. They had never seen rain. Noah had told them that there was going to be a flood because of sin. Because the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Noah told them all about what was going to happen and what God had said. You know, friends, while Noah was building the ark, that's exactly what he did. He did exactly what God told him to do, and he told the people exactly what God told him to say. Noah was faithful in building the ark. Noah was faithful in preaching righteousness. Noah was faithful in telling others about the Lord. Noah was faithful in everything that God called him to do. Noah was called to be involved in saving men and women in his generation. And friends, that should be our task today. Noah couldn't save them, but he could tell them about one who could. Noah was faithful. Noah was called to be involved in this work. He was told to build an ark. And as a result of his faithfulness and obedience to the Lord, 8 souls were saved. It was worth it. It was worth it. You know, friends, all God asks us to do is to be faithful. Faithful in our Christian living. Faithful in sharing the gospel. Faithful in telling others about the Lord. Faithful in our walk with Him. Faithful in our obedience to Him. Noah might say to us tonight, my task is similar to your task. Friends, what are you about tonight in the Lord's work? Are you telling others? Are you interested in seeing people saved? Are you wanting to see people won for the kingdom of heaven? Friends, Pastor Taylor, when he's up preaching the glorious gospel, the message is so clear and so simple. It's for you tonight. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, God's salvation could be for you. Why not come tonight just as you are? Why not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Why not know the joy of having your sins forgiven? Why not know the joy of being right with God? Why not start and walk in fellowship with God? And why not allow God's task to be your task to see people won for the kingdom of heaven? Friends, I'll finish as I began tonight. If Noah was here tonight, I wonder what he would say. How would he compare the world that we live in today to the world that he lived in centuries ago? He might say, my world is like your world. It's a sinful world. It's an evil world. It's a world where sin abounds in every hand. Noah might say tonight that my task is similar to your task. We're in the business of seeing people won for the Lord. Noah might say to us this evening that my stand must be your stand. God wants us to be faithful, friends. God wants us to present the gospel through our lives and through our lips. I wonder if there's someone here tonight and you're not saved. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have never been to the cross. You have never found your way to Calvary. I wonder, friends, tonight, is there that someone or someones are going to bow the knee in repentance and come and put their trust in Him. Friends, tonight, the glorious gospel is so clear. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. There's many in this meeting tonight, and we're saved by the grace of God. We were sinners on our way to a lost eternity, but God stepped into our lives. Tonight we're the children of God by the grace of God. Thank God for His salvation. If you're not saved tonight, I wonder if tonight, the night, when you're going to come and put your trust in Him. We'll pray that you will.